Before the Department of Justice sued Texas Governor Greg Abbott over the buoy barrier, Jesse Fuentes did it first. Fuentes runs a kayaking business in the border town of Eagle Pass, where he guides trips down the Rio Grande.
You're going to see some beautiful, if you're a bird watcher, you're going to see some amazing, amazing birds out there.
When the state of Texas deployed a 1,000-foot floating barrier in the middle of the border river, Fuentes sued, saying it ruined his business and it was harmful to the river. And that made him a target of hate from across the country.
I'm getting phone calls, I'm getting emails, I'm getting texts, I'm getting all kinds of stuff.
They are accusing him of working for the cartels, that he is a smuggler, and lots of demands that he move to Mexico.
This is the U.S. and that I don't belong here. And every type of thing that a Mexican-American can be referred to as derogatory.
Fuentes says he's not a political guy, but he felt like he had to take a stand.
I'm just one small business owner that spoke up for an injustice that's being done to the river, right? And one little thing, one little conversation sparked an amazing event. This is just my story, but there's so many stories to what's going on down here, because even their own troopers are complaining about the inhumanity and that we've stepped over the boundaries of humanity. I mean, even the own troopers that are enforcing this Operation Lodestar initiative are saying, we're doing wrong.
A section of the Rio Grande that Fuentes has such a close connection with has become a national backdrop for politicians from across the country. Most of them are Republican, and they visit the border to assess the situation, but they're only here for a few minutes, Fuentes says, and they're not interested in the needs of Eagle Pass. They don't visit the local schools, check on the food bank, or see how health care is being provided in the border community that has a large population living in poverty.
No. That's not what they do. They don't care about that. They just want to take their photo by the river and get on an airboat and ride around and say that, you know, yeah, we're behind Mr. Abbott and what he's doing. And then they leave and we never see them or hear them anymore. Have they brought anything? No, they haven't. Have they given any money? No, they haven't. Are they interested in doing that? No, they're not.
Eagle Pass is sometimes referred to as La Puerta de Mexico or Mexico's door. Now the community of about 30,000 people is at the center of a national struggle over shutting that door to illegal immigration, which Abbott says is an ongoing crisis. Other Republicans have called the area a war zone.
No, sir, I do not see a war zone.
Juanita Martinez is a retired school teacher and the current Democratic Party chair for Maverick County. She says she's tired of her community being described as being overrun by illegal immigrants. In fact, she points out that illegal crossings in June plunged to their lowest level in 2 years.
It's so funny because this narrative that Abbott puts out is totally bogus.
Martinez also objects to the floating barrier. It's the latest tactic in Abbott's Operation Lone Star that also includes miles of razor wire spooled out along the riverbank and the heavy presence of Texas and out-of-state troopers.
As a matter of fact, our whole city has turned into a militarized area. And, you know, it also gives a bad impression of what Eagle Pass is. That's not who we are.
This military presence does actually connect to the historic origin of Eagle Pass. This was the first American settlement on the Rio Grande, originally known as Camp Eagle Pass. It served as a temporary outpost for the Texas militia that had been ordered to stop illegal trade with Mexico during the Mexican-American War. Now Mexico is the United States' number one trading partner, and with a new wave of industrial development underway in Mexico, trade with the U.S. is expected to explode, get even larger. So big that new international bridges along the border are being called for, which is something that Mexico had supported until recently. But after the controversial deployment of the buoy barrier, Mexico announced it's reassessing its plans. The reality of the need for a mature, stable commercial relationship with Mexico and the hyperbolic talking points that Mexico is not a U.S. ally is on a collision course.
The issue of illegal immigration and border security is the first, second, and third issue of importance to a primary electorate in the Republican Party.
John Thomas is a Texas-based Republican political consultant. He tells his clients all over the country that they need to go big on the border.
Any elected official or wannabe elected official needs to prioritize that as a top issue.
And if those candidates need a lesson on how to talk about the border, they should just listen to Abbott on Fox News.
The chaos has been caused by the Biden administration and its refusal to enforce the immigration laws of the United States. Texas is the only governmental body in the United States of America that's actually preventing people from entering our country illegally.
Cal Gilson says it doesn't matter that it's not true that Biden is refusing to enforce immigration laws or that the border is wide open.
That is a language that the Republican-based electorate believes, they accept. They're not willing to listen to facts that they find unacceptable and uncomfortable.
Gilson says Abbott is actually not that worried about winning the court battle with Biden because he is winning a public relations war.
At some point, I think Biden is going to win, but Abbott benefits every day by this fight with Biden because he looks like, especially to his Republican base, as if he is defending the country and the state of Texas against illegal immigration.
Gilson says the border becomes a big issue every election cycle, and 2024 will be no different. I'm David Martin Davies in Eagle Pass.